I saw some of our young Royal Rangers. They're coming into the church from their camp meeting. But if you would turn, yeah, camp meeting. That's, they had a camp meeting. Royal Ranger camp out. Amen. Powwow. But turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to start a series this morning on the deeper walk, the deeper walk. Today's message is on salvation, and it's entitled, It's Time to Sell Out. Part two of this series on the deeper walk, it will be on sanctification, the mark of purity, and I plan to preach that on Sunday, April the 30th in the AM service. And then part three will be the baptism in the Holy Ghost, a message entitled Empowered for Service, and I want to preach that on May the 7th in the AM service. The Lord has been dealing with my heart on these subjects and the deeper walk. We have a lot of people that are being saved, but they're not going on into the deeper things of God. And those old songs, they just speak to me so much. And one of them recently where the Lord spoke to me says, just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And through those songs, having grown up in a home where my mother and dad, they had a singing ministry, many times the Lord will speak to me through some of those old songs, and you may hear some of them coming up in this message. But I want to tell you that there are no hothouse saints. We are all commanded to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm taking from my text this morning, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and following. The Bible says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? The Holy Ghost is in you, if you're saved, which is of God, and you're not your own. When you got saved, you got the witness of the Spirit. And you know, there's a little inner voice that says you're saved, you belong to Jesus. But there's so much more to God. There's a work called sanctification, and I'll deal with that next week, where you totally surrender everything to God. And then there's the baptism in the Holy Ghost, which empowers you to live a victorious Christian life and to be an effective witness and do service for the King. But 1 Corinthians 6:19 again, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. Look at this, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. My subject this morning, salvation, it's time to sell out. Let us pray. Father, we love you and praise you. And Lord, we just thank you for this great salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the cross, the work of the cross, Lord, and that you took our place on that cross. And because of that, Lord, you have made provision for a victorious Christian life. You tell us in your word that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. And I pray that during this series of messages, God, that people will see the way into the deeper walk and they will begin to experience more and more of your blessings. Seat us together in heavenly places. You said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we're looking unto Jesus, Father, the author and finish of our faith. Thank you for the anointing. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. From the text I just read, I want to give you three simple lessons. First, bought. Ye are bought. Secondly, are. Ye are bought. Thirdly, therefore. Therefore, glorify God. Every born-again Christian has been bought with a price. And since you are bought, you are no longer your own. You have been bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus. And it's time for all of us to sell out, amen, and to make Jesus Christ Lord of all. When Jesus was here on this earth, multitudes followed him. Yet only a few people would hold fast. Jesus knew that in the crowds and the multitudes that followed him, there would only be a few who would become true disciples of him, of Christ. There were people who followed him for the loaves and the fishes. There were people who followed him for the miracles. But when Jesus would teach them the real price of discipleship, they would turn and walk away. Multitudes walked away. And one day Jesus asked his 12 disciples, he said, will you also turn and walk away? And Peter answered and said, to whom shall we go, Lord? Thou hast the keys of eternal life. You got the word. See, it's the word of God that Jesus speaks to you and that Jesus speaks to me. It's a rhema. When he starts speaking a word to you and when you embrace that, they are the key words to your victory. Now look at what Jesus said in Matthew 6:24. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. And Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. In this simple passage, Jesus removes all doubt of true discipleship. No one can serve two masters at the same time. You cannot serve the flesh and serve the devil and serve God. You cannot serve the devil and serve God. We dare not miss the warning that the Lord has given us. He said, you have got to choose this day whom you will serve. See, unforsaken sin, it will lead you into the worst hypocrisy that is possible. Some people say, I love the Lord, yet they cling to their lusts. They cling to their secret sins. But that is not God's way. I'm going to give you quite a bit of scripture today just to lay some foundation for what I'm preaching. Look at Luke 9:23. And he, Jesus, said unto all of them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. And look at this. And take up his cross daily and follow me. Now look at verse 24. Jesus said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. That means if you try to save your life and keep indulging in the things of sin, you're going to lose eternal life. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, lay down all of that sin. Lay down all of the chains of darkness. He said, whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. In other words, you're going to have the eternal life that Jesus came to provide. Then Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And then Jesus, look at Matthew 7:13. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But look at this, but because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And Jesus spoke of those who would profess to follow him, yet they refused to obey him. And to such hypocrisy, look at what Jesus said. Matthew 15:8. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But they do worship me in vain. I wanted to lay some foundation for what I'm going to preach this morning because I want you to know that I'm coming right out of the Word of God. And you don't hear much preaching about true discipleship today. They've got discipleship programs. And, you know, you go to churches and they give you a little pablum here and a little there. We've got a discipleship program. We preach the Word of God. We have 26% of this church read their Bibles through last year. We have a Sunday school class with some great teachers for anybody that wants to come and grow in grace and knowledge. We have all types of things going on. We'll even send you to a seminar. Amen. But what we're really interested in here is the deeper walk. And see, when I got saved, I grew up in a family where salvation was preached, the sanctification was preached, the baptism in the Holy Ghost was preached. I saw signs and wonders as a child. I saw the Word of God lived out before me. I heard songs about it. I heard sermons on it. And when I gave my heart to the Lord, I knew that it required a full surrender of my life. The thing that kept me from God was I didn't want to be that hypocrite that people talked about. And I've had people say, well, I don't want to go to church because they're hypocrites there. And the Lord gave me a knowledge one day. I said, well, do you want to go to hell? That's where the hypocrite's going to be. No, you need to go to church, a good church where the Bible is preached, and you need to grow up in God and get strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Am I preaching in the right church? Am I in the right place this morning? Have y'all gone to sleep on me? Come on, let's wake up out there. I'm preaching something that will change your life forever. I'm preaching something that will deliver you and give you power and authority over the devil. And your home will be the home it should be. Your life will be the life it should be. But you're going to have to suit up. You're going to have to put on the whole armor. You're going to have to lay down the things of the past. And you're going to have to take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. And so will the preacher. And so will the song leaders. And so will the deacons. And so will everyone that ever makes it to heaven. Amen. Jesus said, no one can testify that they love me and at the same time despise me by continuing their sin. Jesus calls for his disciples to love him so passionately that they will forsake everything, no matter what the cost, to take up their cross and follow him. See, you're bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and you're no longer your own. So it's time to sell out. See, you can either sell out while I'm preaching, or you have sold out. We all think we've sold out, and then God comes back and says, I want this. You can sell out to God, or I'll promise you this. You've been saved. You're going to wander and wander and wander around that same mountain for 40 years. But if you'll come to God, just like the children of Israel, they just wandered and wandered in the wilderness. They never entered the promised land, but two people did. They followed God. Caleb was one of them, and Joshua was the other. And Caleb said, I want that mountain when he was 85 years of age. He said, I have wholly, completely, totally followed the Lord. And God promised me that mountain, and I'm going to take it. Hallelujah. He said, I'm just as strong as I was then. Was it his bulging biceps? Was it his physique? No. His strength was the Lord. His strength was in God. And that's where your strength is. And that's where my strength is. And God is a holy God. And he wants us to come out of darkness into the light and walk in the light. Hallelujah. Now I want you to go back with me in your own life. We were all slaves in a slave market. We were in bondage, every one of us. And we were on our way to a devil's hell. We were slaves to sin. And the devil was putting in a high bid for our soul. But Jesus stepped into that slave market, and Jesus said, I'll buy them. And the devil said, what are your credentials? And Jesus answered back and said, I'm both the buyer and the price. I'm both the altar and the offering. I'm both the high priest and the sacrifice. I'm the all in all, and I will buy them, everyone. And that, the devil said, that's okay. Said, but I can give them the whole world. And I can do it right now. But Jesus said, that's all right, Lucifer. He said, I'll go one step further. He said, I'll go to an old rugged cross. They sang about it today. Hallelujah. And I'll shed my precious blood to redeem them. I'll buy them. As a matter of fact, I'll buy them all with my blood. And that's exactly what Jesus did when he carried his cross up Golgotha. He poured out his precious blood at Calvary. And Jesus redeemed us with that blood. And because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And it took God's blood. It took holy blood. It took pure blood. It took the blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world to redeem you and me. Hallelujah. I tell you, you're bought with a price. God gave heaven's best just to redeem us. And if God went that far, shouldn't we give ourselves totally, completely, and wholly to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I'm bought. I'm glad I'm bought. I'm glad that he knows, like you said earlier, the thought and the intent of my heart. He knows my lying down. He knows my rising up. He knows what I intend to do. And he, no matter whether people understand me or not, he does. And he knows that my heart is either sold out or my heart is not sold out. And it's time for Christians to get that deeper walk with God. We're no longer our own. But listen to this. We're no longer our own, but at the same time, we're no longer the property of the devil. Hallelujah. Because Jesus has paid our debt. He stamped that debt in red letters, paid in full. And we are free. For whom the Son makes free is free indeed. He didn't just buy us to leave us in a slave market, but he said, I'll wash you in my blood. I'll wash you in the water of the word. And through the power of the Holy Ghost, I will cleanse you from all sin. Then I'll give you power over sin. Hallelujah. Then he sanctifies us. Hallelujah. Then he fills us with the Holy Ghost. And he makes us a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, and prepared for every good work. What power, what glory, what mercy, what a great God we save. Hallelujah. See, it's the blood that declares our victory. And so many Christians, it bothers me as a pastor that I get calls and it's like the devil is doing this and the devil is doing that and the devil is doing this. Why don't you rise up, suit up, and put on the whole armor and say, hey, devil, I'm coming against you in the name of Jesus. I have authority. I have power. Put Luke 10:19 up there. Luke 10:19. Now, you've heard me preach this hundreds of times, but most Christians, they wonder why they're not getting their victories. Have you ever wondered why? Have you ever searched your heart? Look at this, that you have authority. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents. That first word, power, is exousia. It means authority. If you got a New King James, look it up. In the New Versions, it says, I give you authority to tread upon serpents over all the power. That second word is dunamis. Over all the power of the enemy. It's the same thing. The devil has power, let me tell you. And you cannot fight him in your human strength. You can resist him if you draw nigh to God. God will draw nigh to you. But you try resisting the devil in your human strength and you'll go down. But when you say, I'm covered by the blood, I have the name of Jesus, my sins are washed away. Hallelujah. I'm a new creature in Christ. I have authority and power over you because of Calvary's blood. That's when the devil backs up. And that's when he begins to understand that you understand your position in Christ. Jesus fills us with the Holy Ghost. He introduces us to the Father. He adopts us into his family. And now the Father calls us his children simply because we've been bought with a price. Jesus did not save us to leave us in a slave market. He did not save me to leave me sick. He did not save me to leave me in bondage to anything of the devil. He did not save me to leave me in poverty. He did not save you to leave you like that. Whenever Jesus shows up, Jesus brings a change. And the church world is so backslidden today, they cannot get what they need from God. And that's why I'm going to preach this series on the deeper walk. I intend to live in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to live in the smoke and ashes of yesterday. There is a devil, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We've been bought with the price. We have the blood. We have the name of Jesus. We have victory. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can live wherever you want to live in God. Some people used to tell me, said, you can't have all of that. Said, you just believe in God for too much. Well, I was crushed. I was broken. But I'm not today, hallelujah. Because I said, you go by your faith and I'll go on mine. And I just walk away and leave those complainers and those gripers and the mully grubbers. I left them right where they were. And I just kept on walking toward God. Kept on forgetting the things behind. I can't change them. You can't change your past. Get in the press. Press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Stay in Christ. If you ever see your relationship with him, he said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then Paul said, the mystery God had hidden for ages, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So you have Christ in you. And if you don't believe it, in John 17, Jesus prayed his high priestly prayer. He said, Father, I and thou and me, that they may be one in us, and that the world may know that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. How much does God love you? He spared not his own son. He let him go up Calvary's hill. He let him die on Calvary's cross, and he raised him from the dead so you and I could have life and have it more abundantly and make heaven our eternal home. Go on and praise him. That's right. I think I'm in the right church now. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's give Him a thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Come on, give Jesus a standing ovation. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. He healed my body. Glory to God. He saved my soul. He put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm on my way to heaven, and I got a song in my heart. Hallelujah. He said, if that's not enough, I'll give you a new song. So shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Richie Franklin, he used to, when we would preach, he would sing this song. And it said, whom the Son makes free is free indeed. No more chains of slavery. Truth has triumphed. I got the victory. For whom the Son makes free is a free indeed. And then I was thinking about that, and then all of a sudden this song come up. Each drop of blood bought me a million years. A soul was born each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. He bought my soul through death at Calvary. Each drop of blood bought me a million years. A soul was born each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. He bought my soul through death at Calvary. You see those songs that mother and daddy sang, they got down inside of me. And then when I started reaching out to God and studying the word, I began to see just how scriptural those songs are. Jerry, you're not your own, boy. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. See, we got some people drinking their booze and committing adultery, still running with the party crowd, and they say that they love Jesus. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm just here to tell you there's power in the blood. See, it's time to put down the booze, put down the bottle, pick up the Bible, hallelujah, and serve God with every fiber of your being. We're in the last days, and you cannot serve two masters. You cannot go with the devil's crowd and have Jesus Christ. You cannot drink liquor and serve God. You cannot commit adultery, you young people, fornicate and sleep around, amen, and make heaven your eternal home. You cannot shoot up on drugs and do it. God's Son, Jesus, people, that when He gave them the true price of discipleship, they turned and walked away. And guess what? Jesus just walked away from them. Amen. He knew their heart. He knows your heart. And you need, and I need, and everybody needs to get their heart right with God. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters, but you must love the one and hate the other. Jesus saves us from sin, not so we can continue to live in sin, but so we can be free indeed. And I love those old songs. There's power in the blood. Louis E. Jones, he knew what he was talking about. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you, O evil, the victory win? That wonderful power in the blood. This one come floating up yesterday. There is a fount filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and shame. Lose all their guilt and shame. Lose all their guilty shame. And sinners plunge beneath that flood. Lose all their guilty stains. Hallelujah. See, I love those old songs. Because when I got saved, I realized there's a cost to the cross. And there's victory in Jesus. Amen. I didn't have to get people around me to pray for me all the time. I thank God for the people God sent into my life. But what I did was I got alone with God. And I got into this book. And I thank God that he sent me in environments where I got saved. Then I went on a Wednesday. I got sanctified, like God put a Lexan bulletproof shield around me. And then the following Sunday, I went back to church. And I said, I'm not leaving this church without the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And it was 12 o'clock. You're talking about some praying saints. They got around me and they started praying. Amen. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. My daddy was up in his 60s. My cousin Ronnie was there. And daddy took off running this way. And Ronnie running that way, the Holy Ghost fell in that place. Hallelujah. We were having church. Amen. And it's time for us to get back to those old paths. Amen. See, we've been bought with a price. We're no longer our own. You cannot do as you please. You know, too many people, they get saved and they still think that they're their own. They don't like the picture that the Word of God and the preacher holds up before them. But any preacher that is worth his salt, he will preach the uncompromised Word of God. Amen. I said, any preacher that is worth his salt, he will preach the uncompromised Word of God. I am not sent to please people. I am sent by God. Amen. I didn't choose to do this thing. Amen. I'm here to obey God. I'm here to tear down the strongholds of darkness. I'm here to proclaim liberty and to tell you there's power in the blood and you can be free. Because you've been bought with a price and the precious blood of Jesus declares your victory, and it's time for every one of us to sell out. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Amen. Some people think they can do as they please, but the Word of God thunders back, bought, redeemed, bought with the price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. See, God gave heaven's best, and God expects us to give him our best. Bought. Oh God, please let that sink in. Bought. Secondly, awe. Listen to these scriptures. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath, see that? Hath, present tense, everlasting life. 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God. John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I want you to grip the present tense of God's word, has, are, and am. God's word declares our freedom. And Jesus signed our emancipation proclamation with his own precious blood. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. You ask some people, well, are you a Christian? And some people, they tell me, well, I'm trying to be. There is no try to be about it. You are either saved or you are lost. You are either the righteousness of God or you are unrighteous. You are either a Christian or you are a sinner. You are either on your way to heaven or you are on your way to hell. There is no middle ground. Oh, we want to paint it gray and people want to say it's this way, that. No, it's God's way. God said there is a way that seemeth right unto man. The end thereof is the way of destruction. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And you're going to come God's way or you won't get that all. You can live in sin if you want to. God gives you free will. But you can sell out to Jesus, hallelujah, and you can have liberty and you can have freedom. You can have the more abundant life that Jesus Christ paid for. Amen. Put John 10:10 up there. I was praying one day and the Lord spoke to me. He said, what do you think about when you read John 10:10? I said, I think about the thief. I've told this before. He said, why don't you think about me? It says, the thief cometh, not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And the latter part says, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. The Lord said, why don't you think of me? I said, well, Lord, it's the sentence structure. It begins with the thief. He came back to me. He said, why don't you think of me? It changed my whole world. that when I think of John 10:10, I think of the more abundant life that he came to bring. That's where I want to get you to. I want you to see into God's kingdom. And I want you to enjoy all that God has come to provide. And I want to enjoy it. Beloved, we've got to face the real issues. You are, but are you? If your heart stopped beating right this moment, would you go to heaven or hell? You are, but are you? If a stray bullet should come through those windows right now and kill you instantly, would you go to heaven or to hell? You are, but are you? Settle it now. Get your sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. And then walk in the light of God's word as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, will constantly cleanse you from all sin. You cannot walk in darkness and have fellowship with God. You can repent when you make a mistake, but you cannot practice sin day in and day out and think you're going to make heaven your eternal home. That will not happen. And if that's too strong for you, you need to get your Bible and you need to start reading it. And you need to get around somebody that understands something about kingdom principles. Amen. You are, but are you? Amen. Glory to God. You are bought. Thirdly, therefore. Therefore, since you're bought, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You cannot give your body over to adultery and fornication and the lust of the flesh and walk with God. I know we live in a culture where it says it's okay to shack up and live together outside of the bond of marriage. But Hebrews 13:4 says the marriage bed is honorable in all, the bed undefiled, whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Do you want God's favor or do you want God's judgment? I'm just preaching the word of God. It's up to you what you do. Amen. But I'm here to preach the word. I'm on an assignment. And guess who I'm preaching to? Not just to you. I'm preaching it to me. Amen. And when I point my finger at that, that's a thumb coming right back at me. Hallelujah. And I'm like the old brother Paul. Paul said, God forbid, after I've preached to others, that I should become disqualified and I would become a castaway. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want anybody to miss heaven. I want to go to heaven. I want what Jesus paid for. He didn't just buy me here. He bought me and bought you. So 10,000 years, millions of years. Each drop of blood brought me 1,000,000 years. A soul was born. Each time he shed a tear, he loosed the chains that fettered you and me. He bought my soul. He bought your soul through death at Calvary. Go on and praise him that you bought with a price. Hallelujah. I want to tell you the story about a young girl that I read years ago. So a 15-year-old black girl named Jane, during slavery, she was placed on the market block to be sold to the highest bidder. The child stood there with tears trickling down her cheek as the plantation owners began the bidding. One particular plantation owner, he made every other bid, and finally, the young girl was sold to him. After having paid for the young girl, he asked Jane, Jane, can you read? Yes, sir, said the girl. I can read. Then the plantation owner told her, said, Jane, I'm a very wealthy man, and I really don't need you. But when I saw you standing on the auction block looking so sad, I decided to redeem you from slavery, and I decided to set you free. Here are your papers. You are free to go. And just like that, Jesus gave himself for us that we might be redeemed from all iniquity. And then he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's why I'm preaching along these lines this morning. When the plantation owner told Jane, you are free, you're redeemed, that was the first time that she realized what the word redemption meant. Then the plantation owner told her, you are free to go. And he turned and walked away. But the young girl, she ran after him and said, sir, may I go home with you? May I go and work for you? I love the man who redeemed me. I love the man who set me free. And I want to work for you. And I want to be with you. for the rest of my life. Well, Jane, you're free and you can come home and work for me if you want to. But remember, I have redeemed you from slavery and you are free. Year after years passed. People tried to persuade Jane to leave, but she would always reply, no, he redeemed me. He has freed me and I love him and I want to be with him for the rest of my life and I want to serve him. In her old age, Jane lay dying in her cabin, and the people were gathered around her bedside. They loved her and they were weeping. Just then, the man who many years before had redeemed her and freed her, now past 90 years of age, he comes hobbling through the door. The dying woman, seeing him, she sat up in the bed and clapping her hands, she said, he redeemed me. He set me free. And I love him. And I wanted to serve him and be with him for the rest of my life. I just love him so. My friends, if this woman born in slavery could love like that, how much more should we who have been redeemed from sin by the blood of the Lamb, how much more should we love Jesus and serve him? Look at my text again, 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know you not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? For you are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I don't preach this gospel and serve God because I'm afraid of hell. I don't resist temptation because I'm afraid of hell. I don't pay my tithes and give offerings because I'm afraid of hell. Oh no, my friends. I'm bought with a price. Therefore, hallelujah. Therefore, because he bought me with a price, I'm going to glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God's. And I'm going to serve him simply because I love him and I choose to. God does not desire hell, scared service or half-hearted service, my friends. He does not want you to serve him because you're afraid of hell. No, for those who have been redeemed, God wants you to serve him simply because you love him. God does not want anyone to go and gaze into hell and because of their fear of hell to come to Jesus and serve him. But God wants you to go. He wants you to gaze at the sacred figure on the center cross and realize he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep, we have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He took my place. He took your place. He paid my price. He paid your price. He shed his blood. He died so you and I would not have to die like that. So you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. Therefore, because you're bought, because you're redeemed from all iniquity, to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This will change your life forever. First of all, you must be bought. Secondly, you must realize you are no longer your own. God has redeemed you, and you are God's gift to you. Let me say that again. God has redeemed you, and you are God's gift to you. And what you make of your life and how you serve God, that will be the gift that you give back to God. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm landing this thing early, purposefully. It's 11:47. And I want Pastor Ricky to play, and sing whatever the Lord gives him. And I want us to come to this altar, and I want us all to tell the Lord, myself included, Lord, I want the deeper walk. We haven't even scratched the surface of what God has for his people. He said, eyes not seen. Come on, let's come to the altar. Eyes not seen is not heard. It's not even in the hearts of man. The things that God has prepared for those that love him. There's a verse of scripture in Psalms 37. I believe it's 5. Put that up, David, somewhere in there. Psalms 37 is 5. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37 and 5, David. Delight yourself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring forth thy righteous delight and thy judgment as the noonday. Psalms 37, the first verse, delight thyself in the Lord. Verse 4, he shall give thee desires of thine heart. Look at this. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. Next verse. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Next verse. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. See, if you'll surrender all your marriage problems, your financial problems, your sickness, your disease, if you have a heart of confidence toward God, then you can pray some winning prayers.
Yes.
But if that's sin in your heart, and if you've never totally surrendered, if you never made that commitment, you will never be able to enjoy the more abundant life. There are steps with God. There are steps out of a situation. If you're in a crisis, there are steps out of that crisis. And there are steps up into your future. I'm going to get a graph to do this sometimes. But when I got saved, God did some wonderful things in my life. And then I hit a place where it looked like the bottom dropped out. And the devil said, you're in a valley. I said, I'm not in a valley. And I just kept praying, just kept believing God. The devil said, you're in a valley. You're not getting out of this. And I prayed. I said, God, am I in a valley? God said, no, son, you're not in a valley. You're just changing mountaintops.
Hallelujah.
And God showed me where I was graphically, and I drew it out on a graph. I need to draw one, put it up there. And when I got saved, where I was. And then he says, look at what I've done in your life. And he says, now draw a line where you are now. I drew a straight line. He said, look at it. He said, you're so much further than where you started. He said, son, you're not in a valley. You're just changing mountains. I'm leading you. And I'm guiding you. See, with total surrender, you can have that life you dream about. And it's never too late. It's called commitment.
Amen.
And I'm going to preach on that next week. But let's just pray, Pastor Ricky. You'll just sing.
I will serve.
Yes, Lord.
Thee.
Lord, we're here at your altar.
Because
Lord, you
I
want the people here and those watching by live stream and others, Lord, to make that total commitment. You've got great things planned for our lives, Lord. And you want to show up in every aspect of our lives. And God, I pray for every need that's under the sound of my voice. Lord, there are marriages that have fallen apart, homes that have crumbled. Financial need. There are people, Lord, that need healing in their bodies. There are people, God, that they're in bondage to their past, dragging chains from their past, and they've never been able to have the joy, Lord, that you have purposed for their life. Lord, your kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray for marriages.
Glory.
I pray for financial breakthroughs, God. I pray for bodies. I pray for homes. I pray for families. I pray for this nation, God. I pray for our young people, oh God. Lord, we've got young people. Lord, and if you should tarry, Lord, the world has never been like it is. The Bible says in the last days, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But God, you also said, I'm going to pour out my spirit in the last days upon all flesh. And God, help us to live our lives in such a way that our seed, God, that you can pour out your spirit on our little children and on our grandchildren, oh God, and they can become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that they can be an example, God, to others in this world. Your word says, so let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You said you are the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall things be salted?
Yes.
God, help us to be that salt, to be that preservative, to go into those situations in the world and to speak with authority and boldness, and that your voice will be in our voice. And Lord, not only will our families be changed, but the places we work will be changed, Lord. Pastor Ricky working out there, Lord, at Best Buy, you give him an audience,
yes,
God, and you brought some of those people here. And there are others, Lord, that have jobs out in the secular world. God, give them an audience, so God, that they can speak of thus saith the Lord with the wisdom of the Spirit, God, and people will come. People will come, Lord, to know you. Help us, oh God, to grow your kingdom.
Oh,
help
yes.
us, God, to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Help us in our families. Hallelujah. We
he
love you,
died
Jesus.
On Calvary. Oh, now it was your